Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
And welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today's topic is all about business and career. My guest today has over 13 years of experience as a massage therapist, and during this time, she established herself as an innovative spa and wellness director with luxury hotels across Massachusetts and New Hampshire, where she has also worked with a variety of upscale spa brand skin products. That was a mouthful. Today, she has built her own business from the ground up and is a global entrepreneur leader. I love that, in her industry. Kara Juca, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
And that was a mouthful. And I love that when we first met, we met on LinkedIn.
Yes.
So people, if you're listening, LinkedIn is a huge place to meet people that you want to get to know. And when I read that you were a global entrepreneur, that really just grabbed me. I was like, what a great title.
Yeah.
And I feel, and you are a leader as well. So now, are you originally from Plymouth?
I'm not. I grew up born and raised in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. So not too far away.
Not too far.
And what brought you to Plymouth?
My husband's career as a police officer.
Oh, okay. And then you were in New Hampshire in the luxury hotels, and then one in Massachusetts before, after?
Harvard Square, yes, in Cambridge.
Okay. All right. So over this 13-year period, really in the health and wellness industry.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And you just have a passion for that.
I do, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the luxury hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you leave that job? Because if anyone's listening, I would love to work inside of a luxurious hotel.
Yes. It's funny that you say that because it was my dream job on paper.
On paper, yes.
It was, if you had asked me when I started out as a massage therapist what I really wanted to do, that was it. As I climbed the ladder and got into bigger and better hotels, I just realized that I was torn. I wasn't feeling, if it was my dream job on paper, then why wasn't I feeling fulfilled inside? So,
You were directing and you were overseeing like lots of different structural changes within the hotels, like renovations?
At the Wentworth by the Sea, we went through a major, major renovation, yes.
Okay.
And I oversaw all of that and did the design.
Okay. So you really got a lot of tastes in lots of different areas. And I think that, you know, really, as we go through life and we have different jobs, that's what you do. You sort of get a feel for if it, so sometimes your dream might completely shift and change.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Now, was anything scary about changing?
Yes. I was afraid of failing, for sure.
Mm.
That was the biggest fear of all.
Well, failing, they say, is a good thing. So you clearly didn't fail.
No, now I'm learning that failing is a good thing. I'm learning that through this whole process. So.
Okay. Now, how did you get introduced to specifically Rodin and Fields?
Through a friend of mine. Her name's Patrice. She's a teacher, and she had started her business about 3 months prior to me starting mine. So she introduced me to Rodin and Fields, and I was attracted to the brand, and I was just attracted to the opportunity to make more of an income and possibly some time freedom and financial freedom that comes with it.
Now, was this before you have a child?
I was 6 months pregnant at the time.
That you started?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So some people listening might be thinking, oh my God, when you're 6 months pregnant, what made you want to start a new career? You went slowly.
I did.
You sort of tried the product?
I didn't actually try the product before.
Because I was a proactive gal years ago, and I could probably still use it with the amount of hormones that are going through my body. But so you never tried the product?
I never did. I saw it for the opportunity alone, and I decided that I could try the product while I had joined the opportunity. My sister tried the product, and she loved it. She had been using it for a year.
Okay.
And I actually didn't even know she was using it until I told her I was thinking about starting my own business. And then she told me about it. She is very picky when it comes to skincare and likes good skincare. So I trusted her. And I trusted the opportunity, so.
Huh. And that's what it's all about. It's all about recommendations and word of mouth.
Right.
But word of mouth is also radio. So people will hear something. They may make a connection with you, and that's also word of mouth. So your sister basically gave the testimonial.
Yes.
And you were kind of sold on it already, but once you got that.
Yeah, that was sort of the icing on the cake for me. She had been in and out of a dermatologist her entire life, and her skin's very sensitive. So I knew if she loved and trusted these products, then I could stand behind them.
But really, you were 6 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So you just are a career-driven gal?
I think I was looking at my future at the time, and I didn't like the idea. At the time, I was working 6 days a week. And
so you were working?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And you were in the hotels?
Time, I was doing, I had stepped back from that, doing full-time massage therapy, and then I was also waitressing as well to save up for an unpaid maternity leave. So I had a full plate at the time, for sure.
An unpaid maternity leave. Okay. All right. So that you were kind of driven.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of reasons as to why.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So you have built this team in, I want to say, right around 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. And you have 50.
Over 50 now.
Over 50 people. And is it still 12 directly under you?
No. Now it's 15 directly under
you. 15 directly under you, mm-hmm. and over 50 people in 2 years.
Yes.
Those numbers, I'm getting the whole goosebump thing. That's really impressive.
It's exciting. Yes.
Yes. Look at you. You're so subtle and humble. It is exciting because you're building a future for yourself and your child.
Absolutely.
Who is now a year and a half?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So you have a variety of people on your team.
Yes.
And you have a variety of generations.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It actually spans down five.
Five generations of women.
It does. Yes.
And men?
Yes, and men.
How many men do you have on your team?
Only a couple.
Okay.
But we want more.
Okay. So, wow. So many generations of people. Now, so I want to dive it. We have to go to break shortly, but I want to dive into a question that we have in the future of the interview. The generations. The home party business, this is not really a home party business, even though it can be.
It can be if you want it to be. The thing that drew me to it the most was that it wasn't. So I didn't want to be out at night after work doing parties.
Okay.
I love the fact that you can build it right from your phone.
Build it from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is an internet direct sales.
Right.
People company.
Purchase their products right through our website. We don't deal with any shipping or anything like that. They come right from the company, right to their doorstep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they just go through basically your page.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And so you feel very proud working with this company?
I do. It's been incredible in terms of the culture. I've never been a part of something that has had such a positive culture. They are two self-made women themselves, Dr. Rodan and
yes.
Fields. So mm-hmm. I really do stand behind what they believe in and their brand. And we're seriously changing lives with this opportunity.
Yeah. And are they beyond the U.S.?
We are in Canada, and we're launching in Australia in May.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have to go to a quick break. My guest is Kara Giucca, and you can connect with her on Facebook. Now, her last name is G-I-U-C-A. So because it was a little tricky, you created a Facebook page so people could find you very easily, and it's called Rise to Fulfillment.
Yes.
It's beautiful. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
It's not simple to say, most days I don't recognize me. That these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons, have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything I used to be, although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Kara Giucca, and she is with Rodan and Fields. And what I just learned over the break is that you have a degree in psychology.
I do, yes, from University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth.
Okay, so which used to be SMU.
Yeah.
I'm from the SMU days.
Are you?
Well, I didn't go.
Okay.
I went to college, but I did not finish my degree. Which is okay. I'm okay with that. And I'm also a beauty school dropout.
Oh.
But I love that you have a psychology degree, because I feel like anyone that has a psychology degree can use that in any field of business that they're in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And sales even, right?
Yes. A lot of our business is based on mindset. And so that is the psychology background has totally helped me a ton.
I love that. I love the mindset. I love the things I'm seeing on your Facebook page. Now, you, so technically you chose Rodan and Fields right from the beginning.
Right.
Did you research any other company? Or
I actually did not, no. I trusted the brand. I trusted what the doctors did with Proactive.
Yeah.
I loved the business model. I loved the idea that I didn't have to go out and do parties. And I knew that they were successful with one brand already, and they wanted to do the exact same thing with this brand. So.
And I don't think that that is, I think that that's perfectly fine. There's nothing naive about that. Because if you're looking at the Rodan and Fields model and the website and checking, you know, all of, you know, checking all the I's and dotting the T's. What, I said that backwards. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? When you're researching that company, if you never had a red flag, then that is a positive thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, all right. Now, you are passionate and driven. And you are driven, are you driven by freedom?
I'm driven by freedom, yes. I'm both freedom based on time and freedom based on finances. And then just the ability to be home more with my son is huge. And then I'm also driven by giving that opportunity to other people.
Mm. And, you know, I feel like we're all driven by something. And I'm learning in my own home what some of us are driven by. And this has just come up recently as I'm crafting this interview. My husband is I forget what he's driven by. Pride. He's driven by pride. I'm driven by recognition. And I really do want to be recognized for the spirit inside of me, the soul, the gifts that I have to give to the world. And I love what I do because I get to recognize women right along with me. So I just discovered that recently, that that's what I'm driven by.
That's powerful.
Isn't it nice? And it's nice to finally know.
Yeah.
At this stage of the game. And then one of my children is driven by money. And I have another child that's driven by freedom. And he wants time. And I think that if you can kind of find what it is you're driven by, it's a beautiful thing, you know?
It really is. And it changes everything.
And I saw the photo. So your husband is in the company with you. Is that right?
No, he's not.
Oh.
No, that was actually a business partner who is in it with his wife. Yes.
Oh, who's in it with his? Okay, so that's not your husband.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I saw the baby photo and I knew that you had a small child. I kind of figured I shouldn't assume. But what a great photo anyway.
Yes.
Because he's with his newborn and he's running his business.
That's what it's all about.
I know. And I'm frankly, it's kind of delightful to hear that there are men doing this.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of men doing this because they see it for the incredible business opportunity that it is.
Yeah.
And the time freedom that it's providing.
And you're offering a product that is a quality product.
Right.
And so it's reputable. And it stands on its own reputation. So that's the great thing about it.
Yes.
You can share this with other people because you feel confident.
Absolutely. And it gives people confidence too, those products.
And it gives people confidence. Well, now why do you believe, let's talk about direct sales. So why do you believe that the internet direct sales it's not even booming. It's like off the charts.
Taking over.
Right.
Yes.
So is it just because everyone's on their phones?
I mean, I just feel like we live in a fast-paced society. People want things, and they want them yesterday. They don't want to have to go to the mall anymore. Department stores are closing.
Not that the mall is a bad thing.
Right.
Because I'm dropping kids there off all the time. So the mall is great for some different things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, especially since our lives are so busy.
I think so, yeah. I think people just want the convenience of it.
Mm, okay, so it's the convenience of purchasing the products.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. And now let's talk about Rodan and Fields. They are the number one fastest growing skincare company.
5 years in a row, yes.
5 years in a row. Now, they started with Proactive. Is that right?
They started with Proactive, and in 2002, they launched Rodan and Fields. So their customers were coming to them with concerns well beyond acne, so they wanted to bring that dermatological skincare to the masses.
Okay. And I so basically number two premium skincare brand and number one anti-aging, which yes. I discovered, and I would love to read up more on that. But you know, there's so many products out there. So how do you sort of guide people? Do they have like guarantees and things like that?
Oh, yes. We have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't see results within 60 days, you get all of your money back.
Yeah. I'm sure they're not doing a whole lot of refunds.
No.
Now, who is the ideal person to be on your team? What does that person sort of figuratively look like?
Someone who is goal-oriented, someone who possibly is already very successful but sees this opportunity for what it is, somebody who is driven, not afraid to go against the grain and be successful.
Mm. And, you know, you don't have to jump in head first like you did.
Right.
Because sometimes you can start a company like this part-time. And it will turn into full time.
Well, that's exactly what I did. I still was working yes. 6 days a week for the first 6 months of my business.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was able because of
Organic Fields. And you were pregnant.
Yes, and I was pregnant. And we were buying a house.
And you were buying a house.
Yes.
Okay, it's all coming back to me, yeah. that first conversation yeah. that we had. Oh, my God. So really, it's not a bad idea to start it part-time.
Not at all. That's what most people do. It starts off as a plan B or C, and then it gives you the ability to have an option if you wanted a plan A.
And then you start seeing how much you're spending so little time on the business.
Right.
And you see the income coming in.
Yes.
Two and two, you put it together. You make the shift.
Yep.
All right. Well, you can connect with Kara at Facebook, and she is Rise to Fulfillment is her page. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a child with autism or a highly sensitive child? Have you tried traditional methods to support your child and nothing seems to work? At TranscendAutism.com, we specialize in a multidimensional approach to supporting sensitive and developmentally challenged children. Traditional methods can be limiting in getting to the root of challenging behaviors. At TranscendAutism.com, we provide an innovative, integrative approach that is holistic and individualized to your child's needs. To receive support, education, and resources for your sensitive or special needs child, visit TranscendAutism.com today.
Are you a smart, savvy, successful businesswoman, but yet you still struggle with self-sabotaging thinking? In the last 25 years, Deborah has been living a life of extreme happiness, and she is on a mission to empower other women. Deborah teaches her clients how to fill the emptiness and find their own inner bliss using the very same lessons she learned the day of her near-death encounter. It's never too late. Contact Deborah today for a brief confidential consultation at DeborahO'BrienBliss.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Expensive. I don't want no little boy.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Kara Juca, and you can connect with her on Facebook. Her page is Rise to Fulfillment, which is a beautiful page, and it's very inspiring.
Thank you.
I hope people will go there and like your page and connect with you, because we connected on LinkedIn.
We did.
So we're not afraid.
Nope, we're not afraid.
We're like, see another powerful woman. We'll reach powerful women. We're like, let's connect. So I want to mention that, you know, in the song she just sang, I love Heart. Oh, I was so happy to be able to play one of her songs. If you are serious, and, you know, you don't have to be that serious, but it is not a hobby for you.
For me, no. If you treat this business like a business, it's going to pay you like a business. If you treat it like a hobby, it'll pay like a hobby. And we don't discriminate. We love everyone. Regardless if you'd want to treat it like a hobby or an actual business. But for me, it's become much more.
Yeah, because some people, whether they're women or men, might want to do it just for a little extra money for children's activities or pizza night with the family or smaller things like that. And sometimes when you start out with something slower and not real serious, it's not as daunting.
Right.
And you know, they do give you a lot of support, right?
Oh,
on your day-to-day operations, you're receiving all this support.
Yes.
And guidance and tools.
There's major support. As much or as little support as you want, really.
And how often? Is it 24/7?
Always. It's always there for you.
Really?
Yes.
Really? So your upline, you can reach out anytime?
Anytime, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, so it's not a hobby. It's not for you. It is a business. And you say that it's kind of a modern movement. Why do you say that it's a modern movement?
Absolutely. Well, I feel that we're modern definitely in our products, but we're also modern in the business sense. We were well ahead of the curve in 2007. The doctors, I don't think people realize that we started out in retail stores. We were the number one brand in Nordstrom at one point.
For Rodan and Fields. So originally they started out with Proactive.
They started out with Proactive.
And that was infomercials.
Yes.
That's where I bought the Proactive. And
right.
I was sold. And oh my God, who's the one on The Voice that is the Proactive guy? Adam.
Oh, Adam Levine, yes.
Oh, yeah. There's some, I was going to say Adam Chandler, or Sandler.
Oh,
or
Adam.
No, they're both great guys. But yeah, they have really great celebrities that stand behind the products.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rodan and Fields part started out in stores like Macy's and Nordstrom's?
In 2002, yes. Macy's, Nordstrom's, all the major department store brands.
Okay.
And in 2007, the doctors were doing their research. They realized that it wasn't the woman necessarily behind those glass counters selling the products. It was friends recommending them to friends and sending their friends into the store to get them. So they made a very bold move, because we were doing very, very well in the department stores, but they made that bold move and pulled out and were put into the hands of independent business owners like myself in 2008.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Very bold move.
Yes.
Which, you know, when you see an opportunity, I mean, you know, money is fuel. You can't live without money.
Right.
You need a roof over your head. You need to feed yourself. You need to get to different places. So anyway, all right. So do you feel like does anyone on your team do the home party kind of thing? Or is really no one's doing that any? Is that, I'm kind of wondering if that's just my generation that thinks that that's going away. Or
some girls do. I mean, some people are very, very social and love the party thing. So they do it and it works. I mean, usually when we launch our business, we have a launch party just as you would launch a boutique or any type of business. And we invite our friends and family over and introduce them to the product. And then we can do those relaunches really whenever we want to throughout our career.
Mm. Now, what about those stereotypes and misconceptions about the multi-level marketing and direct sales, because you are not the first gal I've interviewed that is in this line of business. And I think, you know, I believe that if you have found something that you believe in and that you love, that there's no shame. There's nothing wrong with earning a living.
And I believe that wholeheartedly. I support all of my gals. I purchase things from my friends that have multi-level marketing and direct sales companies to support them as I would a business locally.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
So are the misconceptions, I even forget my question. Are the misconceptions still out there?
They're still out there. I see the big picture. I see what this opportunity is doing for me and my family. I see what it's already done for thousands and thousands of families. And I see what it's doing for the people in my organization as well. So I believe in that. And it doesn't help at all to listen to any type of negative talk.
Mm. So. And I really feel like it's going away.
I do.
I feel like the stigmas are going away with time. But what are you really learning as a business owner, as a woman in business? What are some of the real solid things? Because you've got a psychology degree. So what are some solid things that you're taking away?
I think the biggest part of it for me is really the mindset. I didn't start off as positive as I am today. It comes with failing forward, really. And I think failing forward has really shaped me.
Failing forward.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means allowing yourself to fail, learning from it, moving forward, and gaining strength from it.
Okay. Now, do you believe that you have to have certain characteristics to be in this line of work?
I don't. It's, what is that quote? Success is 20% skill, 80% mindset. So a lot of this can be learned. And as long as you have the right mindset, that positive mindset can take you very far.
And some of those organizational skills can be taught.
Yes, yeah.
And you can learn tricks from other people.
Absolutely.
And do you all have team discussions where you share tricks and tips with each other?
We do, yes.
Okay, all 50 of you.
No, we kind of break off into different groups and... Yeah.
And have focus sessions?
It depends on what each person's goals are, what type of group that they would be in.
I love that, focus sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Focus meetings. All right. Now, how does being a leader, because your title in your description is a global entrepreneur, and I kind of elaborated on that for you, and I'm calling you a global entrepreneur leader, because I feel like that's kind of what you are. You're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. How does that give you strength?
Well, exactly what you just said. I can't.
Not do it.
I can't not do it if I'm preaching it. So, and I watch people daily break through their fears and just strive from that. And I see the looks on their faces when they'll meet a goal, and it's just them meeting those goals. And it just totally gives me strength and inspiration as well.
I would love that. See, that's to me is immediate gratification. And in my field, when I connect women, that when there's a powerful connection that I make with two other women in business, I get that same feeling. You know, it gives me strength too.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, we have to go to break. Okay. We have one last segment. You can connect with Kara Juca on Facebook. Her page is called Rise to Fulfillment. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The spring market is back, and RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy.
We're back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Kara Juca, and she is with Rodan and Fields, and you can go to her Facebook page, Rise to Fulfillment, and I encourage you to do so if you're looking for to make a shift. And earlier we were talking about the ideal person and sort of, you know, metaphorically what they would look like, and you said that they need to be goal-orientated. And they need to be driven. And we talked about being driven earlier. You can be driven by many different things and still work for the same company, really. Yes. I'm sure a lot of the women are driven by a variety.
A variety
of different things. But you said they have to not be afraid to go against the grain. What did you mean by that?
Because there is still that stigma towards direct sales. So they might get a little backlash from friends or family, and they have to just believe that they're doing the right thing for themselves and for their family.
Yeah, get a little tough skin.
Right.
Right. And this song we just played, Independent Women, I love that song. Love Destiny's Child. You know, I want to share that even if you do it and you start out slow, it's such a one. See, I am just so independent myself, and I am dependent though on my husband. So you don't have to, you know, be the breadwinner with this to feel a hint of that independence and that equality. Because as a woman, I want to feel that. And I'm building on my career so that I can feel more equal and that I'm financially providing for my family, because we have a lot of college to pay for coming up. So, you know, you can still get a taste of the independence is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yes. I've always worked since I was...
Me too.
15. So that's just in my blood. I don't think I could not work. But
and
this
even babysitting. I was babysitting at 11.
Yes.
So
this gives me the best of both worlds. So it gives me that freedom to be home with my family and also have something for myself.
Now, what do you love about being your own boss?
I love the freedom that comes with it. I love the fact that there's no glass ceiling, that I make the rules and I work when and where I want, how
hard
I want.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
I'm like, I peak in like mid-afternoon.
Really?
Neither.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm morning.
Are you?
Yeah. By 4 o'clock, it's like the kids are getting off the bus and I'm kind of done with work because that's my choice. I try not to have any phone calls or do the computer stuff when they're home, when they get home at that time. But it's great that you can schedule your own day the way you want.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's huge.
Unless you're doing it part-time.
Right.
You got to kind of work.
Then you
work
it
in.
And it's very easily weaved in on a commute to work, at the post office in line.
Yeah.
It's just very easily weaved in. There's so many lines you have to wait in life, right? Why not make money doing it?
And it's the phone. You're on the phone.
Yes.
Now, when did you see that first sign where you sort of, you got that light bulb moment where you could taste that freedom, that future freedom?
So it's funny you ask. So I was actually on the beach with my friend. So it was the summer after I had started the business, about 6 months in. I was on the beach with one of my friends who's also my business partner, and we were having a business meeting on the beach while our kids were running around. And
I love that.
It doesn't ever feel like work to me. It feels right. It feels so right. And for so long, I felt like I was in that corporate career. I was climbing that ladder. I was doing all the things I was supposed to do. I was doing all the things on paper that, you know, you grow up, you go to college, you get a job. Mm-hmm. But why didn't it feel right? And finally, I found something that feels right.
So on the beach, really having that executive board meeting in your bikini, I'm sure, you know, really having it, it's really the business itself is very task oriented. Is that right? It's a lot of tasks.
There's tasks, yeah. Like there's the mundane. So if you can master that mundane, it's not a ton of mundane stuff. But if you master that daily, then
it's a task. It's simple once you know how to do it.
Yes.
Then the tasks have a little bit more meaning to them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And if you think of it that way, it's a lot easier to pull the trigger to do it.
Right.
You know. Now tell me about this book that you read.
Yes.
The Universe Has Your Back.
Yes.
And who is that by? Gabrielle Bernstein.
Bernstein, yes.
I want to buy that book.
Yeah,
I love it. What did it do for you? Did you read the whole book? How did it make you feel?
I have read the whole book. She talks a lot about signs, looking for signs, asking for signs. So to whoever you want to ask signs from, and just am I on the right path, and is this something that I want to do? Am I heading in the right direction? And those signs will come if you ask for them. And then also just to try not to manipulate the outcome. Just know in your heart that if you're doing the work daily, the outcome's going to come when it's in the best interest for everyone involved.
What a great answer. Mm. Try not to manipulate the outcome.
Yeah,
because if you do A, B, and C, you're going to get to Z or whatever the, right? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is those main steps.
Yes. And sometimes we want it now. You know, we want it yesterday. So it's like, okay, slow down. It's going to happen exactly when it's supposed to happen.
Mm. And usually the starting up, it takes a good 30 days, then 60 days and 90 days. During those interims, you'll see all this different progress.
Yes. And we call it learn as you earn. So.
Learn as you earn. I love it. Well, I was going to ask you this question, but I feel like you are truly created this career because you're a conduit to inspiring others, especially when I pulled up your Facebook page. So thank you so much for being here today. And I am proudly supporting you on my programs. We are out of time. You can connect with Kara on Facebook. Her page is Rise to Fulfillment. And I just want to say, as women come in all shapes and sizes, so does power. Never underestimate the power of a woman on a mission. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.